Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Hey there, friends. Welcome to another podcast episode. I have five intuitive messages. We're going to talk about the solution to what you feel lack in. This episode is going to do best if you bring forward something that you feel a little bit kind of lacky. So maybe it's like, you know, I just really feel like I don't have enough money, or I don't have enough love, or I don't have enough business, or I don't have enough house, whatever it may be. Don't be afraid, bring forward that little shadowy part of yourself. And I received five intuitive messages that are meant to bring forward the solution to that lack. As always, use your intuition, you know, listen to what is true for you and what isn't. Take what is for you, leave the rest, and enjoy yourself. Let's get into our five messages. Actually, just kidding, before we get into the five messages, I feel like we need a second to honor the new clipboard. If you guys have been watching me long enough, I don't know if you watch me on Spotify or if you're watching me on YouTube, I typically use a crusty, dusty, musty old clipboard that's like this weird brown color. It looks like it was made out of cardboard. I tried to move to a digital kind of setup, but I cannot write digitally. I needed to write on paper. So Sophie from my team was so kind to order me a nice, pretty branded clipboard. So RIP, crusty, dusty, musty clipboard, and say hello to the new beautiful clipboard. Just applause, and applause for Sophie for doing such a great job. And another thing is, I don't know if you notice on my left nostril, it looks like I have a nose ring. I did not get a nose ring. I actually had a little biopsy because I had something look suspicious there on my nose. I think we're in the clear and we're fine, but they really dug in there and I couldn't cover it with makeup. So I just feel like I need to tell you that it's not a nose ring, although I'm not against it. It's just, that's just not what I did. Okay. All right, guys, let's get into our five messages. So as we bring forward something that we lack, it's different than something we want. I'm kind of feeling the energy of something that has been a bit of a problem for a while that you've been working on and you've done all the things and it's not really coming your way. It almost feels like something I'm trying to fill, like this void that I'm trying to fill. So for example, maybe I like want a baby, but like I'm just starting and I haven't even tried, or, you know, we're just getting to try. Like, it's not like it's been like 6 years that I've been trying or whatever. This is different than like wanting something. This is really about something that I feel like there's a little bit of a hole. Like my life is working and looks good, and for some reason, like this one thing can't seem to kick it into the next gear. So bring that forward, because that's how you're going to understand these messages the best. If you have a few things that you lack, you can definitely listen to the episode again and bring forward different things, or if you can hold space in your mind for all of them, that's great. But I would try my best to bring forward just one. So our first message is, you're not crazy. Your true self is saying, like, listen, this thing that you're kind of concerned about and you've been asking about and you're worried about, like, you're not crazy for thinking that something might be off and that there's like a weird reason that this is not coming. Sometimes, you know, when we're lacking something, we're like, well, okay, divine timing. Like, we try to be patient and we try to like wait for the thing to come. But your true self is saying, like, no, like, we should definitely look at this thing. Like, there's a reason to look at this. And you're right. There's something here. There's something that can be healed, and there's a reason this is showing up for you. So I think the first message was like just validating you and like letting you know that if anybody's telling you like, oh, don't worry about it, or it'll get better, or like sometimes you gaslight yourself and you'll be like, with time it'll get better, or maybe I don't want that, maybe it's not that big of a deal, right? Like, so many times that there is like desires of mine and I will try to wonder like why those desires haven't come yet, like why they haven't manifested. And I'll be like, well, maybe they're not meant for me. Like, maybe I shouldn't want this. Like, maybe this desire is coming from my ego. And I like try to gaslight myself about this thing. But with time, it's like, no, I actually do. It is coming from a true place. Like, I really do want to fill this void. Even if this void is like, I want a Lamborghini, like, I don't really care what it is. It's just something that like clearly you've been working on and hasn't come. And your true self is like, yeah, you know, like, yes, there is something here. You're not crazy. There is something here. Let's take a look at it. Message number two, no surprise here, but it's always nice to be reminded. This lack is a reflection of your worth. And what I found so interesting about this is this felt like this was directly connected to your father's lineage, to like the masculine side. I know that's kind of specific, and I know a lot of people are listening to the episode, so it's kind of a big claim, but it feels like it's a masculine wound to me. So I will take it kind of literally and say father, but I'm also thinking maybe I'm in partnership with a man and like husband or like a more masculine person. I'm thinking also the masculine side of me. I'm also thinking patriarchy. So just in general, like how the collective tells us we should be or like linearly. So it's in that realm. It's in the masculine, but I would be as specific that like it may be, you know, having to do with your father. And listen, I love my dad. He is my number one person. But as a sensitive little child, and he was somebody that had a ton of emotions but could not express them, like I absorbed so much from him, and so much of like my therapy and my healing has been having to like find those things that are in me and realizing like they belong to my dad or they came from my dad's lineage and I have to work through them. So this is not about like hating on the men in our lives by any means, but this is about looking at something that we might have like accidentally absorbed. Or it's not even always a bad thing, right? Like sometimes it's like, oh, my father had this belief that like you have to work really hard to make money. And there's nothing wrong with that belief, right? It probably helped him and served him during his time that he had to work hard to make money, and that's what helped him be successful. And now I am believing in that belief, let's say, and I'm still working like that, but my body's shutting down. Like I'm not making the money I want to make. I'm not living the life that I want to live. And it's because like I have accidentally adapted and absorbed a belief that's not really my own. So it's not a bad belief. It was a great survival belief for the person before me, but it is not a fit for me and it's causing a problem. So it's kind of like benign, you know, like this isn't, and then some of the wounds might be deep and like total blame it on the man. But I also am feeling that I want to say it this way because I want to say that some of you are going to be like, no, that's not for me. But I want you to look at maybe where was your father or the masculine in your life? Where were they like with what you're doing now? You know, like what stage are you in? And what do you remember of this stage when they were there? Does that make sense? Like, if I'm in like mid-career, like where was my father in mid-career? And there looks like there is something, there's a connection there that you absorbed some sort of worth having to do with the masculine. One way to find it is to do a body scan, right? So like scanning your body and landing to see like where this emotion is stuck, because I'm feeling like I see a lot of you have it in your chest, like in the middle of your chest. Some of it has a lot to do with love and how I am loved or how I love others or like how I receive love. And then for some of you, I see it down in the sacral area, which is right above the reproductive organs. This is about like how we manifest, how do we create life. And of course, like as women, we want to create it in a feminine way, but we are taught by society to do it in a masculine way. So like that in itself could be a bit of a block. So when I hold my focus there, like I'm thinking about like myself, I can see mine like lower waist, hips to the right. And it's saying, I'm a failure. I failed. Like that's what I'm getting. And that emotion is like stuck in me, let's say. So if I keep working towards certain things and specifically like where I feel lack, I'm a failure is this emotion that my body feels, right? So like that's why I keep hitting a wall, because I may not be thinking about it. I may be doing all the things. I may be checking all the lists and like taking all the action. But if my body is so used to feeling I'm a failure from people before me, not even mine, then I'm going to keep hitting that wall. So if you guys can find that in you, I actually made a guided meditation on Clarity app if you need extra help. But if not, it's just a scan. Like you kind of just like scan your head all the way down to your toe and see if you're stopping anywhere as you're scanning your body. And when you stop, see if there's like an emotion that's stuck there that wants to talk to you, that wants to say something. So since I found failure, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get my body comfortable with the opposite, because it's almost like I'm not comfortable to hold the opposite, which is like maybe success or you're doing a great job, right? Like, it doesn't even have to be this extreme jump from failure to success. It could be like failure to like, you're doing great. And that may not be a comfortable emotion for my body. So I will spend a few minutes a day in meditation, like holding the energy of the opposite of failure. And that's how I'm going to train my body to hold something else and to start working on that lack and like that reflection of my worth, if that makes sense. Message number three. So I asked your true self, okay, if you're lacking something, that means like you're not attracting that thing. So I asked like, how can you attract this? How can you bring this into your life? And your true self was like really just giving me this very soft energy and was saying, I will attract it with compassion. It's so simple. It's almost like the solution is love, is to look at this softly and with compassion. And it almost a way that, let's say you had a child who had a little accident, like maybe they fell off their bike and, you know, they twisted their ankle or whatever. And now it's time to get back on that bike again. You're obviously going to go slow with the child, you know, like the child had a trauma there. Like they fell off their bike. They got really hurt. They couldn't get on the bike for a while. Like they were hurt in this area. So of course you're not going to throw that kid on the bike and be like, go, you're not going fast enough, you know, like, which is like literally how we talk to ourselves sometimes. So this is really about meeting it with a bunch of soft, compassionate kindness about this thing. And I think sometimes we can't go there because we can't even validate that like this is a thing, right? Like that's why the first message was like, hey, yeah, you're not crazy. This is a thing. So then now that we're like, okay, yes, like this is a bit of a wound. There is something here. I have been hurt here. And if it's not my experience, it could be from the experience of the people before me, but it's here. And I can't compare myself to the other girl who does not have that wound. Like I can, this is my thing. Like this is what I've been handed. This is what I've been given. So I'm going to meet it with a softness. I can't run at the pace with the other kid who never fell off their bike. I can't compete with that. I could only stay in my own lane and meet this thing with a lot of soft, compassionate kindness. So when it comes to this thing that you're lacking and, you know, you're feeling called to it and you're feeling to, you know, look at it, work on it, whatever it may be, I would say like put a little sticker that says handle with care. And I just don't feel like you've been looking at it that way. It makes me feel that perhaps you've been kind of that sergeant, like trying to keep yourself in line and, you know, asking yourself like why you haven't done this or shaming yourself or telling yourself like there must be something off, or not even you, but maybe just like blaming the situation or being mad at the situation. And instead, when you really see like, yes, this is one of your things, like, yes, there is a bit of a wound here, you can meet it with different eyes and this like soft, loving energy, that's gonna make all the difference. Message number four. So I asked the lack, I was like, okay, if there is one thing that would really make it pop, like really make this, you know, like get over this hump, get over this hill, what would that be? And sorry, I didn't ask the lack, I asked the true self. And the true self said, to take your attention off of it, which I know is so scary, for example. And especially with things that they're in our day-to-day lives, so we can't really take our attention off of it. For example, like maybe I'm lacking something in my marriage. Maybe I'm lacking something in my finances. Maybe I'm lacking something in my career. These are things that like you are going to, or in my health, right? These are things you're going to see every day. So it's hard to like, you know, forget about it. And I also feel like you, there's a version of you that will like go into denial and pretend that it's not a thing. And that is not helpful either. So I was iffy about this message that was coming through. But what I was getting was that it was like this negative attention or this kind of obsession. It makes me feel like you're looking at a masterpiece, like this beautiful work of art, and you're super zeroed in on this like little piece of the canvas that got like a poke in it, you know, that like obviously is not perfect and that has a little bit of a just a break in the beauty, and you're missing the rest of the masterpiece. So when I say attention off, it's this will never go away. This is part of the masterpiece, right? Like it's there. And yes, ultimately we want to get to a place where like we can see it change. But for now, we're really being asked to look at the rest of the masterpiece, which to me is as simple as like looking at the rest of my life, feeling the gratitude for what I have, and meeting this little hole and just not being in denial of the hole, but looking at the hole and being like, I love you. I can't force the solution right now. I can't, you know, change you or close you up right away. I do want you to be better. I don't want to exist with this hole, but I also can't do it by, you know, trying to push you to some sort of limit. Like that is not working. You're actually freezing when I do that. So instead, I'm going to look at the rest of my life and look for those feelings that I want to have in this hole in other places. And within this message, I was getting that like the goal is not to fill the hole. The goal is to dissolve the hole. So the only way to dissolve it, to dissolve this lack, is through this love towards it, right? Like through looking at that masterpiece and almost like focusing so much on how beautiful it all is that it actually closes up this hole rather than fills the hole. And so that feels very different, right? Like, so when I'm trying to fill a lack, I might, you know, I don't know, eat a bunch of sugar, drink a bunch of wine, like have a bunch of relationships, like whatever it may be, to fill this hole. But instead, I'm really going to hold my attention on dissolving it and through love. And message number five, I asked, okay, well, what's the future here? How does this pan out? How does this go from here? And what I was getting is that you don't overcome this lack. You actually erase it from the lineage. Let's take a pause. Goosebumps. Because that is why this is here. Like this is not only yours. This has been here for a long time in the lineage. It might look different than, you know, what it looked like for your great, great, whatever. But this has been here for a while. And it is your thing that you are not going to pass on to the next generation. And it is meant to, again, not be fixed, but actually healed. And to have never heard of it again, you know, like I'm sure there's things that you've already heard. I'm sure there's things in your lineage that you've already healed, and like your kids will never know about it, or the kids in your family will never know that like people used in your family used to suffer of this thing because you healed it. So yes, this is one of those other things. And yes, it is important because the rest of your lineage is going to meet it. And it's your thing. It's like what you have decided to take on this lifetime for your lineage, and you are going to dissolve it, heal it. Again, I would focus not on fixing, but healing. So this feels like really meeting this thing with the energetics rather than like a to-do list. What's the difference? So an energetic, let's say health. I might have a gut issue, right? And I'm going to go and do all the things, get the gut test, do the supplements, change the food, you know, all those things. That is not hitting the energetics of it. Energetically, I'll have to be like, what does this mean? I would find healers. I'd do the body scan and really see like, what is the energy behind this issue that I'm having in my gut. That does not mean that I don't do the doctors and the gut testing and the supplements or whatever, but it's really what is, when I am doing these things with a doctor, when I'm doing these things with the supplement, energetically, how do I feel? It might feel awful, it might feel wrong, right? I have a, you know, I was diagnosed very young with arthritis, and there was a time where it was really bad. I needed to get a medicine that I didn't want to take, but I needed to take it. It felt great at the time. Until it didn't, until I got some weird shit for like, you know, 2-3 times in a row. And I was like, I can't live off of this thing. And it energetically no longer felt good. And it was time to really look at the energetics behind this thing and to seek like what really is the healing in this moment. And that doesn't mean that like what is energetically true for me right now will always be what's energetically true, but that's what we are seeking. So less doing and more sensing and feeling into what truly is feeling right, what is feeling off, and like what is the way that I really meet this thing. And even when I'm doing the healing stuff, like if and how, like how am I treating myself, like you know, what energy am I bringing to the table, right? Like if you have a business and you have a strategy, you can do that strategy with a ton of fear and lack and like sergeant kind of vibes, or you can do that same exact strategy with love and patience and fun and being like, okay, we're just gonna have fun with it and we're gonna play with it. Like those are two very different solutions to the same thing that you're working on. All right, friends, that's our episode for today. You're so brave for looking at this worth issue that we have going on. I'm hoping that that meditation supports you in this process or that you have people around you that can support you. But if you need some support, come on over to Clarity App where there is support for those kind of things. And I'm just really proud of you for clearing this up in your lineage and thinking of all the people that are going to be healed and affected by what you're doing. Sending you a lot of love. Hold the hope, the idea that you don't just overcome it, but you actually erase it and clear it is so beautiful. And I can't wait to see that process for you. Sending you much love, and I'll see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.